We eat. Better go get dressed.
The door opposite opened, and Mildred appeared, still only wearing a towel.
Hurry up, John. Come and get dry, then we can get ready for supper.
The armorer scuttled back into his room.
2 hours to wait, Mildred.
I know, Ryan. We'll just have to find something to do for a couple of hours.
Christy moved close to Ryan, laying her hand on his shoulder and gently squeezing the back of his neck.
We have to find something to do to pass the time as well, lover.
Like sleeping?
Nothing at all like sleeping.
Her hand dropped lower.
Ooh.
There was a stout bolt on the inside of the door, and only a narrow, curtain-slit window, ensuring complete privacy for them. After his experience with the samurai, Ryan had the 6 hour inside his towel now, and Christy was carrying her own Smith & Wesson 5-shot. She leaned over and turned on the large brass tap marked H.
Looking good, lover.
There was a bar of red carbolic soap on a shelf near the window, and a pile of fluffy towels on a bench in the corner of the bathroom. Steam began to rise from the foaming water, and Christy added some cold, stirring it with her hand.
Smell the chemicals. Sort of sulfur, like the hot springs we saw back...
Why didn't you tell Clinkerscales about Trader?
Meaning he's dead?
From what you said, it's likely, Ryan.
I guess so. I just figured that it's best to allow the legend to survive.
Probably right. There. Looks like enough water. Don't want it swilling all over the floor. The door bolted?
Yeah.
Then let's get clean.
Christy peeled off her clothes fastest, throwing them on a marble-topped table.
Come on.
Ryan unlaced the steel-tipped combat boots, tucking his socks neatly inside them. He unbuttoned the heavy-duty dark blue pants and pulled them off, adding the blue denim shirt, leaving him standing in his shorts. Christy put her arms tight around him, her breasts pressed against his chest. She stood only 3 inches below his 6'2". Her fingers traced the complex network of scars that seamed Ryan's back.
Every one of those could tell its own story.
He kissed her on the side of the neck, her fire-bright hair seeming to caress his face.
Guess they could. Not pretty ones, though.
As her fingers roamed lower, they encountered his most recent wound, from the arrow.
Sorry. You want me to kiss it better for you?
Now her right hand had insinuated itself between their bodies, easing inside his shorts, finding him hard and ready.
Might get to some kissing better a little later.
Right.
His hand was between her thighs, moving them apart, touching her very gently.
Best get in the bath before the water gets cold.
Ryan tugged off his shorts, throwing them on top of his piled clothes. He stepped cautiously into the bath, finding the water was hot, but not too hot.
That feels good.
He sat, then lay flat on his back, the level rising up over his thighs and over the flat, muscular wall of his stomach. Christy smiled, reaching down to hold him.
Looks like that thing that submarines used to have so they could see when they were below the sea.
Periscope?
Yeah, that's it.
She climbed in, stepping carefully astride him, lowering herself very slowly, using her fingers to guide him deep inside her. The level of the water rose higher, coming close to the top of the bath.
Best if I do the moving for both of us, or we'll have us a flood.
Sounds good.
Ryan held her as she started to rise and fall, using the soap to wash her breasts, covering the peaked nipples in foam, rubbing them with his strong fingers. Christy's head was thrown back, her bright emerald eyes closed, the cords taut in her throat. She gripped Ryan's hands, pushing them harder against her body.
Oh, Gaia, that's so good, lover.
Ryan stared up at her perfect body, trying to judge how far along the road she was, controlling himself, holding back, despite the insistent pressure of Christy's body sucking him in deeper and harder.
Touch me.
She rocked back and forth as he probed at her with his index finger, helping her toward a racing climax. It almost took him by surprise. Her mouth sagged open, leaning over him, her nails scratching at his chest. When they had recovered their breath, they paid some attention to washing each other. Ryan stood, steadying himself against the wall, while Christy knelt in the hot water, soaping him, paying particular attention to his genitals. She rubbed up a fine lather, cupping him in both hands, lowering her mouth to bring him back to readiness. When he was a little slow for her, Christy moved a hand between his thighs, sliding a soaped finger up inside him.
Whoa!
She smiled up at him.
Some fingers come in the front door and some use the back door.
Ryan gripped her by her nape, holding her steady as he started to thrust into her mouth, but she pulled away.
No, not that way this time. I want you in me from behind.
Christy stood, careful not to slip in the soapy bath. She placed both hands against the wall, resting her head on them and stooping forward. Ryan moved close in, sliding between her glistening buttocks. Using his right hand to set himself in the right place, he spread her thighs wider.
There. Yes, there. Motherfucking Gaia! Yes, yes!
By the time they'd completed the bathing and the lovemaking, drying each other off with the thick towels, so much time had passed that they realized that supper would soon be ready. They dressed quickly in the bathroom. Ryan slid back the bolt, and from force of habit, checked that the corridor outside was empty.
Let's go.
Looking out of their window, across the rutted mud of Green Hill's main street, Ryan saw the shantytown starting to come to life. The air was heavy from the smell of cooking fires, and kerosene lamps were appearing outside some of the shacks and tents.
You've been in plenty of places like this one, haven't you, lover?
Hundreds. From the Big Snows down to the Gulf, from the Pacific to the Atlantic. If I had a fistful of Jack for every frontier pestle I visited, then I'd be the richest baron in Deathlands.
Ryan picked up his gun and moved to flatten himself against the wall.
Who is it?
Me, Dad. Joints jumping, packed out. Clinker Scale says Outlanders are rare and everyone's here to check us out. You coming down to eat?
Sure. Be right down.
If the meal's as good as the bath, then it'll be an evening to remember.
The Lincoln Inn was groaning at the seams. As Ryan and Christy paused at the top of the stairs, they could hardly see a free inch of floor space. All of the tables were occupied, and three separate games of poker were going on, with Jack piled up among the beer glasses. The dartboard was the center of a noisy game, the flighted hand arrows thudding hard into the sectored cork. Clinker Scales behind the bar was busier than a one-legged man in a forest fire, rushing from end to end, drawing beer and sliding shot glasses of the house whiskey through the spill puddles to the clamoring crowd. The only women in the saloon were gaudy whores, working the room to try to get some custom, even though it was still early in the evening. As Ryan and Christy looked down, one of the sluts was coming up the stairs, dragging a three-part drunk breed behind her. The man seemed to have two sets of teeth, laid one inside the other, and he was grinning vacantly at the tantalizing prospect that lay ahead of him.
Oh, God, I love you, whore.
The whore was young and skinny, with a dreadful knife scar, barely healed, that opened up the left side of her face from hairline, past the corner of her eye, down to the angle of her jaw. The cicatrix was puckered, purple at its edges, a livid white at the center. Before the scar, she might once have been a pretty girl. Ryan guessed she was about 15 years old. A tubby man wearing a greasy derby was hammering out music at a tuneless piano by one of the front windows.
Where are the others?
I don't know. I can't see any of them.
Ryan had the Sig Sauer on one side, balanced by the weight of the 18-inch Panda on the other. The rifle rested under the bed in their locked bedroom. Christy was wearing her own 5-shot 38. At that moment, Clinker Scales looked up from his flurried work behind the bar and caught Ryan's eye, simultaneously waving one hand to him while wiping sweat from his shaved head with a checkered cloth in the other. Then he pointed to a small doorway directly beneath the stairs, miming putting food into his mouth.
The eating place is through there.
As they walked down, the hubbub began to fade away toward something that was almost silence. the game of darts stuff.